Indeed, sounding good all the time. 26 minutes after 8 is the time on Star FM. Sounding good all the time. It is Farmers Forum. And a cocktail of things so that you guys can just grasp. Because the agricultural sector is very important in Zimbabwe's economy. So I would like to welcome in studio the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program. So you know what? Would like to mention that this program was produced with the financial support of the European Union, and its contents are the sole responsibility of the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program and do not necessarily reflect the views of the European Union. So allow me to extend a very warm welcome to Neil Richardson. Yeah?
Orchardson,
yes. Neil Orchardson, he is the team leader and he is giving technical assistance to the ZAGP, as well as Tembinko Sinyati. He is the communications manager. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Star FM.
Good evening. Thanks, Yvonne.
Good evening. Thank you very much indeed.
You're most welcome. All right, so let's unpack this. How significant is the livestock sector to Zimbabwe's economy?
I think it's very... very significant, because there are other sectors which are very big and very important, but for a sector which really impacts on a very, very large number of people, I think the livestock sector is absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'd like to also talk about the challenges facing Zimbabwe's livestock farmers and the livestock sector.
So obviously there are lots and lots of challenges, so I won't bore your listeners with a huge long list, but I think a number that certainly ZAGP is going to be working on. One is lowering the cost of feed. It's very, very expensive. It makes it very difficult for farmers to make money at the moment with their livestock. Another one is organizing the marketing, because at the moment, if you want to sell your goat meat, whatever. There are not so many structured markets. We were out in the field today, in fact, visiting farmers, and that's one of the comments they made. It's difficult to have the structured markets. And then access to finance is another one. Very difficult for farmers to get access to finance. And I think finally, I would say, keeping very brief, that the regulatory environment could be improved a bit and made a bit simpler for all the people in the livestock value chain.
I thought we'll talk about climate change and drought as well in there.
Absolutely. No, those are problems. As I say, we could go on and on about all the challenges they've got, but you're absolutely right. Those are also key challenges. And in fact, when we were out in the field today, we were visiting farmers who are planting fodder crops specifically for that, to try to get round that problem of the cattle not having enough grazing.
Okay, so it is the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program, and it's coming in to assist farmers in tackling challenges in the livestock sector. What is the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program doing to tackle some of these challenges?
Okay, thanks, Yvonne. Neil has touched on some of the challenges that particularly livestock farmers are facing in Zimbabwe. So the EU is working with the government of Zimbabwe that came up with the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program. It's funded to the tune of 40 million euro over the next 4 to 5 years to tackle some of the challenges that have been mentioned within the livestock sector. So basically the program is going to cover all the country's 10 provinces, but with selected districts, with various innovations, initiatives that will try to ensure that production and productivity for the livestock farmers, focusing on the different value chains that include beef cattle, dairy, goats and pigs, poultry. Then you also have support projects that will focus on linking research, education and extension, then focusing on animal health and food safety. So that's the response that the EU and the government of Zimbabwe has come up with to tackle these challenges. And six organizations have been awarded grants, and they formed consortia around each of these projects that will that are being implemented under ZAGP.
Yeah. Okay, so I also noticed that you speak a lot about the focus will be on building the capacity of farmers. How will this be happening? How do you think that capacity building must happen in livestock farmers?
I think there's lots of different ways it's going to be happening, but I think there's a few crucial aspects. One is they're working very closely with the Department of Veterinary Services and with Agritechs, but also, I think equally crucially, they have the private sector involved right from the start of the program in all the different projects to make sure that capacity building can be done in a way which is really going to help farmers to do better in the market, but also not just to help farmers because they're working right through the whole value chain. So there'll be capacity building not just for farmers but also other actors in the value chain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about the specifics, the changes that the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program is aiming for. What are the exact outcomes we're hoping for?
So I think, as we've mentioned already, one is increased production and productivity, absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And just to say, we may have already mentioned it, but the program is a very market-driven program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about resilience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making increased production and productivity, as I said before, better access to markets, getting more private investment in.
Mm.
So a lot of these projects, and we'll come to that in a minute, have got private sector players built in to the project right from the start. So we need to get more private sector investment into the livestock value chains. As you were talking about with capacity building, we need to improve the education systems and the extension services in the livestock sector.
How important is that in the livestock sector? Because we notice that there's a lot of emphasis on cropping in terms of extension services in the tobacco farming, in the small grains. How important is it? Because I've got my goats, I've got my cattle, I can just let them graze, and if they find water, they can drink. If they don't, then well, they live for another day. How important are extension services in livestock?
I think they're very important, and as I was saying, we were out in the field today visiting farmers who were trying out different fodder crops for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So they had never planted fodder crops before, and they had, as you were describing it, just left their cattle to graze.
Mm.
And also, as you were mentioning, now with climate change, with the increasing frequency of the droughts, they are realizing they have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think building their capacity to do that is absolutely crucial. And I agree with you, maybe it hasn't been quite focused on enough up to now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now let's talk about the 6 projects under the ZAGP. Please do shed more light on these ones.
Okay, thanks, Yvonne. I mentioned that 6 grants have been awarded to 6 organizations.
Yes, to the tune of 40 million euro.
Yes, that have formed partnerships around the different value chains. The first project that we have is the Beef Enterprise Strengthening and Transformation Project, which we're calling BEST, which is basically focusing on the beef value chain. It will be targeting about 25,000 small to medium, as well as commercial cattle farmers in selected districts in Zimbabwe. The second one that we have focuses on dairy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a project called Transforming Zimbabwe's Dairy Value Chain for the Future. Basically looking trying to address the various bottlenecks that exist within the dairy value chain, issues around increasing milk production, supporting
so that we don't really have to import milk, we can produce our own milk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yes, then we have a poultry project which is called the Inclusive Poultry Value Chain. This one is led by an organization called COSPE.
Mm-hmm.
Again, targeting small to medium producers within the poultry sector, focusing on broilers and eggs. Again, trying to improve productivity, production around those areas, and improving the farmers' incomes around that. Then another project that we have, more importantly, is called SAFE, which is basically transforming Zimbabwe's animal health and food safety systems. This one is led by FAO. Looking at the critical issues of animal health and food safety, promoting a concept that they are calling from farm to fork, just to ensure that what we consume at the end of the day, you know, meets the required health standard and safety standards. Then we have one that's focusing on the pork and goat value chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Value Chain Alliance for Livestock Upgrading and Empowerment. Value is the acronym.
Mm-hmm.
This one is led by ActionAid, again with working with various other partners within the private sector and non-profit sector as well. Basically trying to improve the goat and pig breeds for the farmers that they are targeting. Then the last project that we have, more importantly, is called Zimbabwe Agricultural Knowledge and Innovation Services, which we're calling ZAKIS, mm-hmm. trying to improve, you know, the flow of information and knowledge to the various farming stakeholders, linking research, education, and extension, promoting concepts that they are calling agricultural centers of excellence, you know, within Zimbabwe's agricultural colleges and research institutions. Mm-hmm. So in summary, those are the six projects that mm-hmm. are under the Zimbabwe Agricultural Growth Program.
Okay, interesting discussion we are having. We are speaking to Neil Orchardson as well as Tembinko Sinyati. Neil is the team leader providing technical assistance to the ZAGP, and Tembinko Sinyati is the communications manager. And we are talking here about the importance of the livestock sector and the interventions that are going to be happening to ensure that our livestock sector contributes what it should rightfully do to the country's GDP. Okay, now we would like your contact points, because we do know that this is the first of seven programs that we're going to be holding, and we do know that we're going to be talking to experts that are on the ground that will be talking to us about cattle rearing, about poultry, and all of these six pressure points, focal points that we've spoken about. So now, let's talk about where people can find you. I see a bit of some inquiries on our studio WhatsApp platform number. Atwell, who's in Dande, thank you so much for coming through. Timmy Bones and Shepherd in Kadoma, completely appreciate your listenership, as well as my Adele. Let's talk about where they can find you, your website, your social media platforms, your physical address, even your emails.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Yvonne. Yeah, for more details about all the things that we've been discussing, we have ZAGP website, which is www.zagp.org.zw. If you go in there, you'll get profiles of all the projects that we're implementing, where they are being implemented, and contact points for ZAGP. We also have social media platforms. We are on Twitter at ZAGP Info, and Facebook as well, the same handle at ZAGP Info. But you can get all these details on the website, as I've mentioned, get to understand what ZAGP is all about.
Great. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming through to Star FM. Was this worth your while, Neil?
Very much so. And we're looking forward to continuing this conversation.
We should continue this conversation on the significance of the livestock sector to Zimbabwe's economy. Tembinko, I completely appreciate you guys coming through. And I'm hoping that next week, Tuesday, what are we touching on?
Next week, we will have the beef project, mm-hmm. enterprise mm-hmm. Strengthening and transformation, that is BEST, where they'll be talking about the various innovations that they are implementing to improve the beef value chain in Zimbabwe.
That is a huge topic, and we will definitely look forward to talking about it. Probably getting a bit of some beef too, maybe. I might I not? See you later, gentlemen. Drive safely. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Cholo, Victoria Falls.
We've got you covered. Frequency 88.4. Star FM, sounding good all the time.